Focus on Africa.
In today's Focus on Africa, we go to Zimbabwe, where a massive security operation is underway in Bulawayo, the country's second largest city, to prevent them holding a large demonstration called by the main opposition movement for democratic change to protest against the worsening economic conditions. More with RFI's William Niebuhr.
Zimbabwe police moved on Sunday to ban the march, citing security concerns, according to the Zimbabwean Standard. The publication reports that the MDC's leadership vowed to defy the order despite the brutal crackdown on demonstrations in Harare last Friday. Several demonstrators were reportedly injured and more than 90 of them arrested after anti-riot police used batons, whips and tear gas to disperse the protesters. Friday's marches were the first since President Mnangagwa's decision to hike fuel prices by more than 100%, which sparked nationwide demonstrations and left at least 17 people dead and several others injured when soldiers opened fire. Gowan Nyati is editor of the Zimbabwean Standard. He spoke to RFI about the tense situation in the country, starting with the massive security operation underway in Bulawayo.
The opposition went to court this morning to challenge the ban. The hearing has been concluded, but the magistrate has indicated that the judgment will be delivered at 4 p.m. local time. What that means is that the demonstrations will not go ahead today because 4 p.m. will be, most people will be moving out of town. From the reports that we're getting is that there's heavy deployment of police officers throughout the city. The situation remains peaceful and there's little activity in the city center right now.
I understand the authorities are using an appeal to Zimbabwe's High Court from various groups friendly to the ruling ZANU-PF party, whose businesses were looted during the violent protests in January, to justify the judicial ban slapped on these processes.
It is correct. There was a court hearing yesterday, an urgent High Court application by a group of business people and the residents association. The court dismissed that application on a technicality that already there was a police ban against the protest.
Are these key players or just government puppets?
They are really not influential people in business. They are just what you would call briefcase organizations. They don't really have a big constituency. There are two main business interest groups in Zimbabwe, the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries and the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, which were not part of that court process.
The poor handling of the economy is what has sparked the latest wave of indignation. We're hearing reports of shortages of bread, fuel, medical drugs and other basic commodities. And the United Nations saying that up to 5 million Zimbabweans are now in need of food aid. What are experts saying about current living conditions in Zimbabwe?
The economic situation is continuing to deteriorate, especially after the introduction of the new currency. It seems like the government don't really have a cure to reverse the decline at the moment. With all the policies that have been introduced, they haven't really shown to be working. The price of fuel just went up again yesterday. It has been going up every day. And once the price of fuel goes up, it means the prices of basics also go up. Experts are putting the inflation rate at more than 500% already. And really, there are doubts whether the government is in a position to do anything about the decline of the economy, considering that even efforts to bring foreign investors have not really borne out any fruit.
The jailing of a prominent traditional ruler to 18 months in prison is fueling anti-government anger in Matabele land. Was he handed the harsh sentence only over his alleged role in the destruction of crops belonging to one of his subjects? Is that what landed him in jail?
The belief around the jailing of Chief Nhlanhla Mangwe Dweni, a very prominent traditional leader from Matabele land, is that he is being punished for being very vocal against the government. Traditionally, in Zimbabwe, chiefs are known to be pro-government. And this particular chief has sort of broken ranks with his colleagues and has been speaking out against the deteriorating living conditions of his people. So mainly people believe that he's being persecuted in view of the sentence and the looked against the offense that he committed. They say he destroyed crops worth $30 but has been given 18 months in jail. 23 people that he was charged along with, they were only sentenced to do community service and they were not jailed. So people are asking why is he being treated differently? And this has raised emotions in that region.
MDC Alliance leader Nelson Chamisa has vowed to continue with this wave of demonstrations across the country despite the government's determination to invoke the Public Order and Security Act. What do you make of the suggestion that President Mnangagwa's decision to replace some of his top commanders could be a sign of divisions within the military over issues of loyalty to his regime?
To an extent, there's some truth in those observations. Since the coup that was led by retired General Constantine Chiwenga, who was the vice president, there reports that there are two centers of power emerging in the ruling party, one faction being led by the president and the other one by the vice president. And there's an understanding that the military component is loyal to the vice president, who's the former general. So the reshuffle of the senior commanders was seen in that view, that the president was trying to assert his authority, especially in the military, in view of what happened to his predecessor, Robert Mugabe, who was removed by the military. So the people that were removed from the command of the military were viewed as loyal to the vice president, Chiwenga.
How do you see this playing out in the short and medium term?
What has happened in the past 4 months is that the vice president, Constantine Chiwenga, has not been seen in public. The government says he's receiving treatment in China. I think a lot will depend on whether he's able to retain in a healthy state to be able to be influential in the politics of the country. What people are saying now is that his faction has really been weakened and his absence has not helped because he's not on the ground.
How old is he?
He's in his 60s. But it looks like the illness that he's suffering from is very serious and he's been in the intensive care unit for the past 4 months.
Kulwani Nyati, editor of the Zimbabwean Standard, on the line from Harare. Thank you so much for speaking to Radio France International.
Thank you very much.
That report by Arfaz William Niba.